You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, coming from the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig, and we welcome you, inviting you to stay with us as we bring you the gospel on today's Way of Truth broadcast.
I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry o'er the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today I'll walk beside Him, for He knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. Every step is getting brighter as the golden stairs I climb. Every burden's getting lighter. Every cloud is silver lined. There the sun is always shining. There no tear will dim the eye. At the ending of the rainbow, where the mountains touch the sky, many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. I don't know about tomorrow, it may bring me poverty, but the one who feeds the sparrow is the one who stands by me. And the path that be my portion may be through the flame or flood, but His presence goes before me, and I'm covered with His blood. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know He holds my hand.
Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the fact that You hold our hand. You promised to be with us, never to leave us, nor forsake us. So we thank You today that we can put our trust and our confidence in Thee and know that You will never fail us. Now we thank You for our precious congregation. We thank You for each one who has tuned our way today. And we're praying that the Holy Spirit will take us and take this broadcast and make it a blessing to each one. You see our congregation and You know their needs. There are those who have burdens and problems. There are those who have physical needs. There are those who have spiritual needs. And we know that whatever their need is, you are able to meet it. For you have told us to cast all of our care upon you, for you care for us. So bless our precious congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It is a privilege to share this broadcast service with you, and we do trust that it is proving to be a blessing to you. The Lord willing, at the close of our broadcast, we'll be giving you our mailing address, and it would be an encouragement to us if you'd take time to write and let us know that the broadcast is a blessing to you. Also, if you have a prayer request that you'd like for us to pray with you about, we trust that you'll feel free to send it in also.
Satan led my soul astray.
Satan led my soul astray. I drifted
from the straight and narrow way
that leads to happiness and life eternal.
But to Jesus I did pray.
To the Lord I humbly prayed.
He heard my prayer. Rescued me that very day.
Every chain of sin,
I've been set free by the grace of God. I'm free
with the settled peace within.
No more the paths of sin I've trod. I'm free.
Heaven's gates I'll enter in.
The blood has cleansed every sinful stain. I'm free.
Praise the living God.
Oh, praise His name. Oh, praise His name. On the sinful path below,
on the sinful path below is trouble.
All in sorrow, grief, and woe,
the sinner's load is mighty hard to carry.
But I've left the shifting sand,
I have left the shifting sand,
upon the rock, solid rock, I'll take my stand, I'll take my stand. I'm free.
Free from every chain of sin.
I've been set free by the grace of God. I'm free.
With a settled peace within.
No more the paths of sin I've trod. I'm free.
Heaven's gates I'll enter in.
The blood has cleansed every sinful stain. I'm free.
Praise the living God.
Oh, praise His name. Oh, praise His name.
Soon the pearly gates I'll see in heaven.
Soon I'll live eternally,
and then I'll never die but live forever.
Friends and loved ones wait for me.
Friends and loved ones wait for me.
I'll sail fly through the sky because I'm free, because I'm free. God, I'm free.
Free from every chain of sin.
I've been set free by the grace of God. I'm free.
With a settled peace within.
No more the paths of sin I've trod. I'm free.
Heaven's gates I'll enter in.
The blood has cleansed every sinful stain. I'm free.
Praise the living God.
Oh, praise His name. Oh, praise His name.
Our subject for today's broadcast, the Old Covenant done away in Christ. Our text of Scripture, Galatians chapter 4, beginning with verse 21. Galatians chapter 4, beginning with verse 21. Tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do ye not hear the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise. Which things are an allegory, for these are the two covenants, the one from the Mount Sinai, which is generous to bondage, which is Agar, for this Agar, Mount Sinai, in Arabia, and answereth to Jerusalem, which now is, and is in bondage with her children. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. For it is written, Rejoice, thou barren that beareth not, break forth and cry, thou that travailest not. For the desolate hath many more children than she which hath an husband. Now, we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. But as then, he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the Spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what saith the Scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the sons of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. Now, I have no desire to speak in any way disparagingly of the old covenant, for it was given by God to the Hebrew nation. So, as we present the thoughts today concerning the fact that the old covenant was done away with in Christ, I do not mean to convey the idea that we're speaking in any way disparagingly or disrespectful of the Word of God. Now, there are laws that are as eternal as God is. And in this message, we want to deal with the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. The law, and we're speaking now of the Old Covenant, the law was given to Israel. And I want to emphasize that point. The law was given to the nation of Israel. It was not given to other nations, but it was given to the nation of Israel. The Lord our God made a covenant with us in Horeb. The Lord made not this covenant with our fathers, but with us, who are all of us here alive today. Now that's Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 2 and verse 3. And that verse also, or those verses also point out the fact that the old covenant law, seventh day Sabbath and other things, did not begin when God formed man and put him in the garden. The Lord our God made a covenant with us in Horeb. The Lord made not this covenant with our fathers, but with us, who are all of us here alive today. Deuteronomy 5, 2 and 3. Now the gospel is for all nations, as we read in Matthew and also in Mark. The commission to the church was to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And Matthew words it, go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. So the old covenant was for the nation of Israel. The new covenant is for all, for the entire world. The old covenant is called the Mosaic Law, or Moses' Law, in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 28. You'll find it called Moses' Law. The New Covenant is the Law of Christ. For the Law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. John 1 and 17. So the New Covenant is the Law of Christ. Yes, there is law in the New Covenant, and it is the Law of Christ. Children, by natural law, physical birth, made them an Israelite. Children by faith are those who are born of the Spirit. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 26. So it took a literal birth to be an Israelite. But it takes a spiritual birth to be a spiritual Israelite or a child of the new covenant. Now, they were kept under the law, according to Paul. Before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 23. Now, we are no longer under that law. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Romans chapter 6 and verse 15. So don't forget, though the old covenant was done away in Christ, there is law in the new covenant. And we have no right to sin or to disobey God today. In fact, we have a higher standard in reality. Now, when we think about the seventh-day Sabbath, and that was a very sacred time, but God gave the seventh-day Sabbath to the nation of Israel as a day of rest, not primarily as a day of worship. And again, I want to emphasize that thought. He gave them that day of rest, not necessarily a day of worship. And they had been slaves in the land of Egypt, slaving 7 days a week. And when God brought them out of Egypt, he gave them a day of rest. And it was indeed a sacred day, a holy day, and they were to rest. Egypt being a type of sin, God brought them out of sin, out of bondage, and the Sabbath being a type of rest, which we have in Christ Jesus today. Now, Paul said in Colossians chapter 2, verses 16 and 17, "Let no man therefore judge you in meat, or in drink, or in respect of an holy day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ." So whenever the reality comes, the shadow is done away with. Now, there were animal sacrifices under the Old Covenant, and they too were a very sacred thing to the Israelite who took the law of God seriously. For it is not possible, however, that the blood of bulls and of goats should make or take away sins. So we read in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 4, "No, it was not possible for the blood of those bulls and goats and animals, sheep or turtle doves or whatever it was not possible for the blood of those animals to cleanse from sin. But Christ, being come and high priest of good things to come, by greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us." Hebrews chapter 9, verses 11 and 12. And so it is the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses from all sin. And there is no other blood that will do that. Remember, the life was in the blood. So when Jesus Christ gave his blood, he gave his life. And when he gave his life, he gave his blood. And it is through the shed blood of the Son of God that we have the new covenant and that we have salvation from a life of sin. Now, the tables of the law was glorious. When Moses came down off of the mountain, his face shone so brightly, they had him to put a veil over it. The children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away. Yes, as glorious as it was, Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians 3 and 7, that it was to be done away with. For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remaineth is glorious. So Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 11. Now the tables of covenant, he declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments. And he wrote them upon 2 tables of stones. Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 13. The import here that I want you to notice is that these 10 commandments written on the 2 tables of stones was a part of the old covenant. Yes, he declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments, and he wrote them upon 2 tables of stone. I know people want to make a difference between the covenant and the law, but the scriptures use them, in some scriptures, interchangeably. And we find here that the 10 commandments are referred to as the covenant that God wrote on the two tables of stone, and the covenant was to be taken away, in that he saith, a new covenant he hath made the first old. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 13. And let me read that verse again. In that he saith, a new covenant he hath made the first old. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 13. Now the old covenant separated Israel. The covenant was with Israel, again I say, and not with the Gentile nations. They were left out. Now the new covenant, the Bible tells us that the middle wall of partition was broken down. Let me read from the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, and I'll begin reading with verse 11. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11. Wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. So what Paul is saying here is that in the new covenant, the wall between the Jewish people and the Gentile world was broken down, and through Christ and through his saving, redeeming grace, through his shed blood, we are made one in Christ. For in Christ there is one body and only one body. So God, through Christ and through his supreme sacrifice, has made us one body, that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. Now Paul also speaks in the 7th chapter of Romans about a woman being bound to her husband so long as the law, or as long as he liveth. But he goes on to teach us there that in reality he's not talking about a literal man and a literal woman. He is using that as an allegory to bring out the fact that those who were married to the old covenant, their husband, the old covenant, is dead. You also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another. So we are no longer married to the old covenant. No, we have a new husband. We have a new covenant. Ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another. Also a change in priesthood, not just in the covenant, but in the priesthood. For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. Hebrews 7 and 12. Jesus Christ was not a Levite. The Levitical tribe is where the priests came from. But Jesus was of the tribe of Judah. So there was not only a change in covenants, not only a change from old covenant to the new, but a change in the priesthood as well. For there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before, for the weakness and unprofitableness thereof. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a new covenant, which was established upon better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 18, and also chapter 8 and verses 6 and 7. So the old covenant was dedicated by the blood of animals, but the new covenant is dedicated by the blood of Christ. We read again here in the book of Hebrews, chapter 9, verses 11, or beginning with verse 11, but Christ being come, and high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats, and the ashes of an heifer, sprinkle the unclean, sanctify to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? So we thank God for the new covenant. It is a much better covenant in every respect. We have a better priesthood. We have a better covenant. And we have soul rest in Christ, not one day, but every day. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The new covenant was written, the old covenant was written on tables of stone, but the new covenant is written in our hearts. For as much as ye manifestly declare to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. Jesus is the mediator of the new covenant, a better covenant. We do not have to offer a sacrifice each year for the remembrance of sin. God forgives all our sins and wipes them out of his remembrance. May the Lord bless these thoughts to your heart is our sincere prayer. If our broadcast is a blessing to you, why not write and let us know? Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for listening to the broadcast today. Trust it has proven to be a blessing. And we invite you to tune in next week when again, the Lord willing, we come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
Reaching higher for than the bride. to acclaim. What a lovely name, a lovely name.
Let the world proclaim,
what a lovely name.